فهل نحن نقتني هذا الفرح ونتأمل أسبابه كمنها لهذه الخمسين يوما، مركزين كل أفكارنا في الأمور المختصة بملكوت الله، فاحصين ما هي هذه الأمور وكيف نحيا بها؟ My beloved sons and brothers in the lands of immigration, clergy and congregations, peace and grace from our Lord, hoping that God may bless you, lives and sanctify them, and may every work that you do be successful. We thank God who granted us to complete this holy Pascha in peace and has brought us to the joys of His resurrection. Our joy is not merely the joy of the feast after ending the fast. Our joy, however, is a spiritual joy. As the Apostle said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. I wish that you meditate well on this phrase and practice rejoicing in the Lord and on how it should be. We rejoice in the presence of the Lord with us during this period to strengthen our faith and to speak to us about matters pertaining to the kingdom of God. He gives us the feeling that He is with us all the days and to the end of the ages. There are the feelings of the holy 50 days. These are the feelings of the holy 50 days after the resurrection. Do we have such joy and contemplate on its reasons as a principle for these 50 days, focusing all our thoughts on matters pertaining to the kingdom of God? Do we examine what are these matters and how to live by them? على أنني كثيرا ما أسمع البعض يسألونني وهم يقولون في حيرة كيف نحتفظ بروحانياتنا في هذه الخمسين يوما وقد حرمنا فيها من الصوم والمطنيات والقداسات التي كانت تبدأ من العصر إلى الغروب. في ناس بتروح لسيدنا بابا وتقول له 50 يوم 50 كده افطار كتير قوي علينا، نادينا إذن أن احنا نصوم عشان بيشوفوا الفايدة بتاعت الصوم، الفايدة الروحية. بل البعض يقول بالأكثر كيف نقاوم الفتور في هذه الأيام. هنا وأقول لكم إن كل فترة لها طابعها الروحي، وقد كان الصوم وكانت المطنيات هما طابع الصوم الكبير، ومع ذلك هناك وسائل روحية أخرى لفترة الخمسين. فما هي؟ في فترة الخمسين يكون التركيز على الصلاة والقراءة الروحية والتأمل وعلى الترتيل والألحان والاجتماعات الروحية العميقة وتدريب التوبة والنمو الروحي. I hear so often some people whilst being perplexed asking me how can we keep our spirituality during these 50 days when we have been deprived from fasting and prostrations during these days, and also from the liturgies that begin in the afternoon and end at sunset. Whereas some say more than that, how can we overcome lukewarmness during these days? Here I say to you that every season has its own spiritual nature. Fasting and prostrations were the nature of the Great Lent. However, there are other spiritual means for the holy 50 days. What are they? In the period of the 50 days, the focus is on prayer, spiritual reading, contemplation, praising and hymns, deep spiritual meetings, exercise and repentance, and spiritual growth. هذا هو ما يجب أن يهتم به الأفراد وكذلك القائمون على الخدمة أيضا. لابد من تقديم غذاء روحي يعوض الصوم بل إن الغذاء الروحي كان هو هدف الصوم ووسيلته، كل كلمة تخرج من فم الله. وإن كان الصوم يشمل ضبط النفس وقوة الإرادة، فيجب الاستمرار في هاتين الفضيلتين بتداريب متنوعة ومتعددة. وحتى من جهة الطعام لا يصح أن يتحول الفطار إلى تسيب، ما هيش فرصة بقى يعني كنا صايمين وفطرنا يعني نفتح معدتنا على الآخر. نأكل الطعام الفطاري في شيء من ضبط النفس، بعفة في الأكل، لا بنهم ولا تسيب، ولا نكون كالذين في بدء الفطار يصابون بارتباك في عمل المعدة وفي عمل الأمعاء، أو كمن يحطمون ويفقدون كل ما استفادوه من فضائل الصوم بغير حكمة أو بغير إفراز في أسلوب الطعام الفطاري. This is what each individual, as well as those who are responsible for the ministry, should be concerned with. It's inevitable to present spiritual nourishment to take place of the fast. Spiritual nourishment was the aim and the means of the fast. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If fasting includes self-control and strong will, we should continue in these two virtues with virtues and many exercises. With respect to food, it's not appropriate to lose control when breaking the fast. We should eat with self-control and not with gluttony. We should be like those who are after, we should not be like those who after breaking the fast cause upset to their stomachs, or those who destroy and lose all of the benefits of the virtues of fasting without wisdom or discernment by the way they eat. إن من تدريب ضبط النفس أثناء الخمسين عدم الأكل بين الوجبات، يعني مش الفطار والغداء وبعدين بينهم، الغداء والعشاء وبعدين بينهم وحاجة كده يعني، وطول ما انت قاعد بقى الكحك والبسكوت رايح جاي عليهم رايح جاي عليهم وقلبة الشوكولاتة جنبك، يعني ما هيش فرصة، مش فرصة لتخمة الجسد ان احنا نفطر، لان معنى العيد معنى روحي مش معنى جسدي ويتعب الجسد. وهو تدريب مفيد روحيا كما انه في نفس الوقت مفيد للجسد من الناحية الصحية. وان كان صعبا على البعض من جهة كثرة الزيارات والضيافات، فيمكن تخفيفه بأن يكون الإقلال على قدر الإمكان من الأكل بين الوجبات إلا لضرورة. إننا لا نصوم أيام الخمسين حسب قول الرب إنه لا يستطيع بنو العرس أن يصوموا ما دام العريس معهم. إذن السبب هو الإحساس بوجود الرب معنا، أو إحساسنا بوجودنا معه، وهذا يأتي عن طريق المداومة على الصلاة أو المداومة على تذكار الرب. One of the exercises of self-control during the 50 days after Lent is lack of eating between meals. It's a useful spiritual exercise, as it is at the same time useful for the health of the body. Whereas this may be difficult for some with respect to the many visits and banquets that they attend and host. This can be minimized by lack of eating as much as we can between meals, except when necessary. We do not fast during the 50 days after Lent according to the saying of the Lord, "Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?" The reason, therefore, is our feeling of the Lord's presence with us or our presence with Him. This will take place through the continuity of prayer or through the remembrance of the Lord. من هنا كانت فترة الخمسين هي فترة صلاة وتأمل والإحساس بوجودنا في حضرة الرب كما كان التلاميذ بعد القيامة. وعن هذا الأمر نصحنا القديس بولس الرسول بقوله: مكلمين بعضكم بعضا بمزامير وتسابيح وأغاني روحية، مترنمين ومرتلين في قلوبكم للرب. إذن هي فترة يكثر فيها التسبيح والترتيل، ولا شك أن هذا يناسب أيضا قول القديس يعقوب الرسول: أمسرور أحد فليرتل. من التداريب الروحية النافعة إذن حفظ المزامير وقطع من التسبحة واتخاذها مجالا للتأمل. أول مرة سيدنا يدينا رسالة عملية مباشرة فيها تدريب عملية كده على طول سهلة، لو نشتغل فيها هنجيب نتيجة كويسة. على أن تصدر من القلب كصلاة، وهكذا يكرر الرسول عبارة: مترنمين في قلوبكم للرب ومرتلين في قلوبكم للرب. Through this, the 50-day period after Lent is a period of prayer, contemplation, and our feeling of being in the presence of the Lord, as were the disciples after the resurrection, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's a period in which praising increases. There is no doubt that this also agrees with the saying of St. James the Apostle, who said, "If anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms." Some beneficial spiritual exercises are memorizing psalms and parts of praise and using them as an opportunity for contemplation in order for them to originate from the heart as prayer. That is why the apostle repeats the phrase, singing in your heart to the Lord, making melody in your heart to the Lord. فليجعلها الرب لكم يا أحبائي فترة فرح روحي تفرحون فيها بالرب وتفرحون الرب بحياتكم الطاهرة المملوءة بمحبة الله. ومن هنا كانت فترة الخمسين أيضا هي فترة توبة، لأنه بالتوبة تفرح السماء والأرض حسب قول الرب: يكون فرح في السماء بخاطئ واحد يتوب، فكم بالأكثر إن كان ينمو أيضا في النعمة. كونوا إذن مصدر فرح لله ولملائكته وللسماء، وكونوا مصدر فرح لنا نحن أيضا حينما نسمع عن حياتكم البارة وعن نموكم في النعمة وفي الخدمة وفي كل عمل صالح. الرب معكم، وكل عام وجميعكم بخير. شنودة، بابا شنودة، عيد القيامة المجيد، أبريل 99. May the Lord grant it to be a period of spiritual joy for you, my beloved, in which you rejoice in the Lord, and to make the Lord rejoice by your pure lives that are filled with God's love. Hence, the period of these 50 days was also a period of repentance, since by repentance heaven and earth rejoice according to the Lord's saying, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. How much more so if he also grows in grace. Therefore, be a source of joy to God, his angels, and to heaven. Be also a source of joy for us when we hear about your righteous life, your growth in grace, ministry, and in every good work. The Lord be with you. I'm wishing you a happy feast of the resurrection. Pope Shenouda III, the feast of the resurrection, April 99. دي كانت رسالة سيدنا البابا، ولأننا يعني الساعة 11 للربع مش عايزين نأخر ضيوفنا عن كده، هنسلم عليهم كلم كلمتين صغيرين قبل ما نبتدي القداس بتاعنا. تفضلوا قولوا حاجة صغيرة. Oh. estrella. Nos que me tiene a la tiene que defacho de ahí. It's the happiest day in the year entirely, because in this day we have been given the certificate of freedom. I wish to say that in this day, when our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, He gave our body the power of resurrection. The Lord Jesus Christ was not in need to resurrect or to die or even to be incarnate. But the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and His life on earth was certainly to give our body the power of resurrection. And because of that, our Lord Jesus Christ lived a normal man, a normal person. He took the normal flesh of mankind. He was born normally from the Virgin Mother, Saint Mary, the Immaculate Mother. He also lived not only a normal life, but a very simple life, poor of money, but rich of divinity. Poor on earth, as a person who was in need of the help of some women to give him and his disciples what to eat and to drink and to live. He didn't have a special house to live in. He didn't have a special synagogue to preach in. He didn't have anything in this world. مرة قال لواحد قال له أتبعك حيثما تمضي قال له للتعالب أو جره ولطيور السماء أو كار وابن الإنسان ليس له أين يسند رأسه. The Lord Jesus Christ lived with us only for this reason, because without our Lord Jesus Christ, nobody can inherit the kingdom of heaven, and nobody can have the forgiveness of his sins. But through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, He conquered death through His death. He conquered death through His death. بالموت داس الموت. داس الموت. And because of this resurrection, now the Father in heavens can forgive, or wants to forgive, the sins of every repenter. Yes. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us this authority that the Father can never refuse the intercession of the Son by His blood, because He paid the price of my sins. And because He paid the price of my sins, He is now the only intercessor through His blood for the forgiveness of my sins. Yes, we have another intercession of the saints or the martyrs, not for the forgiveness of sins, but for such supplication, such needs, we ask them such help in repentance, something like that. But the forgiveness of sins, the only intercessor, the only mediator, is our Lord Jesus Christ through His blood. And this is the meaning of resurrection. Why we are rejoiced now? Why we are happy now of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? We are happy of the resurrection because simply without this resurrection, no one can have the forgiveness of his sins. And the power of the resurrection is given to us through the sacraments. When we were baptized, we died with Jesus Christ and lived with Him. We took His Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to make our hearts temples to the Holy Spirit. Through the repentance, we live again, resurrect. Don't forget, please, that the repentance is a resurrection. The repentance is a resurrection. How? The sin is death. Right? The sin is death. And the resurrection and the forgiveness of sin is the resurrection. زي ما سيدنا البابا قال إن التوبة سمة من سمات الخمسين المقدسة. سمة من سمات الخمسين المقدسة. Through all the other sacraments we receive the power of the resurrection. Through the Holy Communion we receive the Holy Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But who can meet Jesus Christ? Who can meet Him? Who can speak to Him? Who can recognize this power? Those who insist to have relationship with Him. Look at Mary Magdalene of today, the saint of today. Mary Magdalene was a sinner woman, and she was possessed with 7 evil demons, and the Lord healed her, and she repented, and she became a saint. She insisted to see Jesus Christ. She didn't leave the tomb until the Lord Jesus Christ Himself appeared to her and uncovered Himself to her. If you want to meet our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to insist to see Him. Not just pray, but pray from the bottom of your heart saying, please uncover to me the power of your resurrection in me. I want to meet you. I want to see you. As Mary Magdalene insisted to see you, I insist to see you. I will never leave my room until I feel that I see you and feel that you are with me. Whom are the people that our Lord Jesus Christ uncovered Himself to them and went to them? 2 disciples. One is named Luke and the other is named Cleopas, from a city of Amwes or a village. They were talking together going to their city, to their homes, and speaking about the trouble which happened in Jerusalem after the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and saying to each other, some women said that he resurrected, but we don't know if these news are right or not. And then our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them. Ask them, what are you talking about? They explained to him, and then he said to them, why don't you read the scriptures? You are now in doubt because you don't read the scriptures. And then he started from Moses and the prophets to explain to them, proving to them that who was with them and crucified was the Messiah whom the Jews were waiting for. And yes, they were taken by hearts with him. And then at their village, he made himself as if he is leaving, and they insisted to invite him for a meal. He entered to them, to their house, and when he broke the bread, he had a special way to break the bread. When he broke the bread to give them, their eyes were opened, and they knew that he was Jesus, and he disappeared immediately. What does it mean? It means that at the breaking of bread, you recognize Jesus Christ. When you receive the Holy Communion, you recognize him, you see him, you meet him. You understand the power of the resurrection when you eat of his body and drink of his blood. Whom the Lord Jesus Christ meets and uncovers himself to them, the repenters, Mary Magdalene the repenter, and the two disciples. And also he went to his disciples who were striving and fishing after resurrection. He went to them and then, lads, do you have something to eat? They said, we don't have any fish. He said, go in and fish and you will find. And they obeyed and they went in and they caught 153 fish, big fish. When they came out, they found him preparing for them a meal, and he ate with them. Our Lord Jesus Christ appears to us when we strive, when we work, when we serve, when we obey him. When they obeyed the advice of our Lord Jesus Christ, they caught fish and they knew that he was our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough for us to say Christus Anesti, Aletheos Anesti, Al-Masihu Qama Bil-Haqiqa Qam. Christ is risen. Indeed he is risen, yes. But it is not enough. We wanted to recognize his resurrection. We want to take the message of his resurrection in our inners, in our lives. We want to live in him. We want to be delighted with his resurrection. His resurrection transferred I'm sorry, transformed the doubt into faith and the fearness into courage and the despair into hope and the disability to a power. ربنا يدينا نعمة ويدينا بركة ان احنا نتمتع بقيامة المسيح فعلا. نفسنا السنة دي نعيش قيامته فعلا، وتخلي الخمسين يوم دول زي ما سيدنا البابا قال لنا مش فرصة للأكل والشرب والنهم وتعويض الخمسة وخمسين يوم اللي فاتوا وتضيع كل اللي انت استفدته في الخمسة وخمسين يوم. لا بالعكس، خلي الخمسين يوم اللي جايين دول يبقى أيام فرح بالرب ونصر على الخطية وقوة ومعونة تاخدها من قيامة المسيح اللي قام من الأموات وظهر لتلميذه. Say to the Lord, during these 50 days you used to appear to your disciples. Please appear to me during these 50 days. Reveal yourself to me. I want to feel you. I want to live with you. I want to be with you during these 50 days. But during every day in my life. Glory be to God, now and ever and forevermore. Amen.